Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party. CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and stolen homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. Welcome. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star. Thank you for joining us today. We will actually have a tangible conversation topic, as for the past couple of weeks, we might have been...
A little off our game.
So, you know, we prepared for this as best we could, because the topic is time. And we'll get to that later, but
yeah, we'll try our best on it. We have a couple opinions, but we'll just bounce some ideas back and forth. But we're gonna do some music to begin with. So
yeah, so the first song is "Pick My Scabs" by Katrina Pereira, and she's from Vancouver, and she's a friend of a friend, so local.
Pick my scabs until they bled, until you showed up. Really nice. I used to pull my hair until it fell, until you came and made me well. You could be my advice. You make my bad habits go.
You make emozione sta per cominciare. Ad ognuno la propria emozione. Fuori, musica dentro.
tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and I'm DJ Coco.
And I am DJ Star.
The last two songs you heard, that one you just heard right now, was called Vitamina H by TSVI. Really like that song. Pretty unique, I'd say. Mm-hmm. I don't think you'd normally hear that on the radio or anywhere, really, but I really like that one. And then the one before was
Tonterias by Gabriela Olivo, and she's Canadian. It's a nice little Spanish song, too, so I like mm-hmm. that song.
Yeah, so a couple good songs, but we decided we're going to jump into our topic, which we're a little nervous for, but we'll try our best to talk about this. But so what we wanted to do is talk about the concept of time, because recently, for me, I feel like I'm in a period of a lot of change happening in my life. I'm starting a co-op year next year, starting January. So I'll be out of university for a whole year, working my first 9-to-5, which is crazy. And then DJ Star is planning to study abroad next year as well. Mm-hmm. And we have our dear friend Rebecca, the public in public affairs intern mm-hmm. here at the station, and she's going to be leaving the station too, I believe, in the January mm-hmm. period, and as well going back to the UK. And I just feel sad because personally for me, I love my time at the station here, and I love coming in, and then we get to run the show here, and then I get to talk with Rebecca and we get to gossip. But and now it's all going away, and it's so sad to me. But yeah, time itself is a blessing but also a curse. So
time is, for me at least, it's very interconnected with change. Like, that's kind of what's driving the change all the time. And you're constantly reminded of time in pretty much every way. Like, you see time happening as your parents get older, or as you have these experiences that you cannot associate with being a teenager or with being a child anymore. Like, they're distinctively like, oh my god, I'm entering adulthood. And I don't think that feeling ever stops, like buying a house, getting a mortgage, like all these kinds of mm-hmm. milestones in your life.
Yeah, you just keep hitting them, but then mm-hmm. what's at the end goal? Like,
what is the end goal?
What
yeah.
is the end goal?
It's just more like, as I get older, I'm getting more of an acute awareness of everything that's changing and how time is affecting myself and just the people around me, because you see people change over time too, and mm-hmm. sometimes it's sad, but sometimes it's for the best.
Yeah, seeing grandparents get old, I think personally is
seeing
is
parents
terrible.
Get old too, yeah, is kind of devastating
and,
in its own right,
and yourself too.
Yeah,
it's bad.
I have a younger sister too, and she's about to graduate high school, and I'm just like, every time you remember time exists, it is just a freaky moment. I think this is pretty much a universal experience where, I don't know, you see like a famous actor that haven't seen in a while, and then suddenly they're 80 years old and super wrinkly, and you're like, what happened? What's going on right now, guys? Because that is just a very solid reminder of how time doesn't stop yeah. for anyone.
But then we were thinking, like, what even is time itself? Because mm-hmm. we talk about, like, sure, we're aging and all of this, but like, how do we even define time?
Yeah, like the actual term, yeah. we do use it as kind of just as a layperson, you know, you're just like, yeah, oh, time, you know, like, what time is it? time is so crazy. But when you actually get into the philosophy and scientific reasonings behind time, mm-hmm. it is not the same time that we know or reference.
So the current definition for time that I found online is that, quote, time is the continued sequence of existence and events that occurs in apparently irreversible succession from the past through the present and into the future, quote. So it seems a pretty tangible idea. I think that DJ Star and I, we have slightly different perspectives on this, because I feel like I think time is something that can exist without humans and our perception. Like, maybe that our perception of time is can be warped, but, like, the actual idea of time has always been with our universe.
Okay. For me, okay, we're going to get into it right now. Okay, let me just think for a second.
Because what are your thoughts, DJ Star?
For me, when we try to get into an actual definition of time that is not as abstract as just, you know, events continuing one after the other, like, what, how do we, when we think about measuring time, we do have, like, the 24-hour clock that helps us measure time and seconds and hours and everything like that. But when you think about once time has already passed, and we're just using our minds to, like, okay, how to explain this? Like, when we're just using our minds to perceive time and we're not referencing back to, like, okay, yeah, we did this certain activity for an hour. Like, in your mind, it's just all memories pretty much, right? Like, you don't actually have
A measurable
like actual amount of time that you can reference back to, especially if it's years and years in the past. Like, you just have this kind of flash of memory, and it's not necessarily like, okay, it was on this day at this time, I did it for like 5 minutes or something. Like, once time is passing further and further in the past, then that's where time kind of gets a bit wonky for me.
So could you say that if, since we can't measure time, that maybe it doesn't exist? Is that
that's
what
a
we're
loaded
getting
question
at?
Right there,
the big question.
I also want to say that, okay, so if we can acknowledge that time in the past is measured by memories, do you feel like that's an accurate statement, like, for ourselves?
Yeah, I would say by memories.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the future, this is actually, I had this specific thought over the recent summer, but I also had read a book on Buddhism in the past few weeks, and there was a section on time that I really did kind of resonate with and understand. And they also said, yeah, like, the past is measured in memories, but then the future is measured or kind of represented through ideas or plans. Like, you don't necessarily, even though we still consider the future as part of the continuum of time, it's measured in a slightly different way. Like, it's hard to separate, like, this discussion when we're talking about time. I think it's hard to separate, like, the clocks that we have that are constantly ticking by the seconds versus actually our human perceptions of, like, how we think about time. Because I'm not thinking the future like, okay, in 5 years and 3 hours and 2 seconds, like, this is going to be what's going to be happening. Because you can't predict the future either, right? Like, you can't have plans.
Yeah, as an event.
And thoughts, but they don't necessarily confirm that that's going to happen. So I feel like I've been talking for so long already, but so yeah, the future, thoughts, ideas, plans, past, memories. And then when you think about the actual present, what is currently happening right now? We were talking about this right before the show even started, but it's hard to define the line between the past and the future when we can't even discern, like, what the present itself is.
Yeah, because even, like, for example, analogy would be us sitting here talking on this show, but then in a millisecond we will be talking about a different topic, and is that technically the future in that small little millisecond, or are we just simultaneously living in the past, the future, and then the present as well?
And also, what's a bit freaky about it is that I think a lot of our perceptions are a bit delayed. Like, even just what we see is delayed because of the process that it takes to realize it in our eyes. So it's like are we
slightly behind?
Yeah, are we slightly behind the present even? But even so, besides that point,
because does the present move on without us, or are we creating the present?
But I don't think they're like, if you is had to no ask present? Someone to define like what the present was, like, is it this second, this millisecond, this trillisecond? Like, every single thing and word that's coming out of my mouth is already in the past.
So maybe there's no present at all.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying
that's
to say.
That's what you're trying to say, yeah.
Is that there doesn't seem to be a present, so then how do you identify the everything as a continuum, like time as an infinitely like expanding thing, if there's no point of reference? Do you see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. My life is a lie now.
Because in our minds, yeah, if you think about it, like, yeah, the past and the future, you can't really quantify it. You
right.
can only really see the clock and see in recent memory, basically, like, oh, 15 minutes have passed by. But if you were locked in a dark room for days on end, I don't think any person could come out of there being like, oh, yeah, like 47 hours have passed.
Maybe it's our perception of time that's messed up, but the actual idea of time is real. Though, and
okay,
that the present.
Let's hear it.
So yeah, here's the other side of the coin, because I was looking more into the more scientific part of time. I believe that both points have equal importance, but this was from Einstein's theory of relativity. And so it's the fact that specifically that time is called the fourth dimension, so that it's kind of not, it's not part of the space of the normal three dimension that we usually think of. So like every day in normal human experience, we usually experience things in 3D. Like we have, if you see like a cupboard in front of you, you can see the height, you can see the width, you can see the depth. And this is like the coordinate graphs that we learn in math classes, like with X, Y, Z. Z as well is learned. These three dimensions all encompass space itself. But time is the fourth dimension of this, which I find a bit trippy. But they have a specific...
Wait, what are the three dimensions?
Three dimensions, X, Y, Z. like
relating to
it could be
our
like
experience.
Height, width, depth. But then they also say that humans can describe locations with longitude, latitude, and also the Z axis as well.
Okay.
So that's the general idea. But there's also, they need to also discern for location wise. So for example, if you're in a location on the Earth, and they say that you are in the same place, you can use the longitude and the latitude, but you are underground or on a helicopter, so that's the Z axis. But then you also have to tell when this occurs. Like, are you standing in this place right now, or last year, or next year? Like, they need to discern that because there's something called the issue of simultaneity. And so it's the fact that, like, you can have a person at the same location, like two people at the same location, and there can be a conflict of overlapping at that same location. And so technically this makes a new coordinate called T for time.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so the fact that, so with this issue of simultaneity, that like two people can't be in the same spot, you need to know like when at that point, like when are they at that spot? And so that means that if you want to move through space, you have to move through time. It's a rough topic. I'm still trying to wrap my brain around it.
Because as you move through space, time is also happening at the, like,
yeah, because,
simultaneously.
Yeah, if you have like point A, let's say like point A and point B, but you're along the same path, they're going to cross paths at some point. And that's the issue of simultaneously.
Wait. What's going to cross paths at the same point?
Like, let's say like you have a person at point A and a person at point B, and then they're going along two different paths, but then the paths also overlap at one little section. And so that's the issue of simultaneity. And so you need a new coordinate called T to discern that specific incident.
Okay.
That's the idea of why time can be kind of tangible or like measurable.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still confusing to me, but I think it's some evidence that time can be real. But
I think, yeah, like the more, quantifiable yeah. side of time is real, but just when we're experiencing it mm-hmm. seems pretty like a surreal concept.
Yeah,
to grasp.
I would say our perception of time can definitely be changed. But like, yeah, the actual existence of it is outside of our human perception. Is that something that will continue to happen on our universe and has happened?
The
before?
Only thing is, and this is just going to sidetrack us, but how can we know anything is outside of our human perception?
I don't think
we're all human. Yeah, like
we can't.
Like, I think I agree intuitively, like time does happen outside of humans and outside mm-hmm. of our Earth and everything, but
because sometimes we have to make theories. Like this is also what we were looking at videos before, and everyone's pretty divided on the idea of time. So it's not something that this is like the definite answer.
Yeah, they're saying physicists are divided on like the definition yeah. of actually pinning down what time is, because I think just measuring it doesn't equal the definition or yeah the truth. Mm-hmm. Like just because we know how to measure it in some way doesn't mean we know what it is that we're measuring.
Yeah, I mean, I think in some cases, if you have enough strong evidence to back the idea, then it can be